me ask you a question on my mind every day. Don't know if there's an answer, but I'm gonna ask it anyway. Why do the biggest assholes end up running the music world? Why do the biggest assholes end up running the music world? We are working musicians, we got to sell what we play. But most of the people we deal with would rather grab it and run away. Why do the biggest assholes end up running the music world? Why do the biggest assholes end up running the music world? They know how to paint pretty pictures, they know how to talk real fast. But when it comes time for some action, they don't do nothing but sit on their ass. Cause they're assholes, and they're never gonna change. They're assholes, and they only play the game according to their own rules. Which means musicians are nothing but tools. They like to use what fools we got around us. Doctors, lawyers, and clerks with hundreds of jobs they could choose from. How come music got all the jerks?
Why do the biggest assholes end up running the music world? Why do the biggest assholes end up running the music world? Dun, dun, dun,
dun, dun. They don't know a thing about music. Bassy and Welk sound the same. Some go for Dixie or even free jazz. If it swings too much, it's lame.
Why do the biggest assholes end up running the music world? Why do the biggest assholes end up running the music world?
They like to keep you begging the phone till you're sick. They think they're doing you a favor if they give you one lousy gig. Cause they're assholes, and they're never gonna change. They're assholes, and they only play the game according to their own rules. Which means musicians are nothing but tools. They like to use what fools we got around us. Ain't it the truth? Let me ask you a question, rhetorical as it may be. I don't mind if you can answer, I just got to get it out of me.
Why do the biggest assholes end up running the music world? Why do the biggest assholes end up running the music world?